Welcome, listeners. The name of the show is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken, and I hope you can join me for grooving to 2 hours of great jazz music here on WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM on your radio dial, and podcasting at www.jazzandbeyond.com. So dig. Steely Dan, starting off tonight's show. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, and certainly a lot of people might say, that's not jazz, but I don't know. These cats, they do definitely have their jazz sensibilities. Donald Fagen and Walter Becker are Steely Dan, and Asia was recorded back in 1977. And this show is going to feature that great album as I was watching a really cool documentary on the making of Asia where Donald Fagen and Walter Becker kind of deconstructed that album track by track part by part, and really got an appreciation for that, how that album was put together. A lot of great jazz players on that, certainly the greatest studio musicians on there, people like Joe Sample, Larry Carlton, Lee Ritenour, Bernard Pretty Purdy, Wayne Shorter, Stephen Gadd, and cats like that grace that fantastic album. So we're going to mix it up with some kind of standard straight-ahead jazz stuff, and maybe you'll see how they all relate together, because great music played in any genre by great musicians, artists, craftsmen will always sound good. So we're going to continue on with a couple great writers and composers, I would say. Let's start out with Curtis Fuller and then some Herbie Hancock. We'll be right back. That's Noah Behrman from his trio album entitled Bliss. And we heard the track called Atom Bomb. And Noah Behrman, a fine pianist and composer. And Noah's going to be gracing us with his presence at the Titanium in Middletown next Friday, May 4th. That should be a great show. He's going to have his trio with him. Titanium is a fine new establishment featuring jazz on Friday nights. So make sure you check that out. Before that, well, let's start from the top. Let's start from the top of the show. I want to make sure I introduce everything properly here. We start out with, of course, the great Steely Dan from the album Asia. We heard the track Peg. And we followed that up with, I think, a couple of the best composers and arrangers in jazz. And that would be Curtis Fuller and Herbie Hancock. From Curtis Fuller, we heard A La Mode from the album Keep It Simple. And that one features Curtis Fuller, of course, on trombone, Javon Jackson on tenor sax, Doug Karn on piano, Rodney Jordan on bass, and Fritz Wise on drums. And following that was Maiden Voyage, Herbie Hancock. Like I said, really fine arranger as well as composer. And that's from the album of the same name, Maiden Voyage. And we heard on that track, Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, George Coleman on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums. Very reminiscent of the great Miles Davis quintet from back in the early and mid-60s. All right, moving on. As I said, we are featuring Steely Dan from the album Asia. So next up is the title track from that fine album.
Up on the hill, people never stand, they just don't care. Hey!
We'll be right back.
Now, that's a great fusion sound. Lots of different influences there. That was Prasanna. And Prasanna, as I understand it, is a classical Indian guitarist. And they're really taking on all kinds of jazz, rock, fusion, Eastern sounds, Indian sounds in that. Really like that. Prasanna is the name of the artist. From his album, Be the Change, and name of that track is Uncensored. That features Alfonso Johnson on bass, Andy Suzuki on saxophone, Ralph Humphreys on drums, and as I mentioned, Prasanna on guitar. Speaking of Alfonso Johnson, before that, we heard the track Mysterious Traveler from the Weather Report album of the same name. And on that particular iteration of that group, we heard Wayne Shorter on saxophone, Joe Zawinul on piano and synthesizers, Alfonso Johnson, as I mentioned, on bass, Ishmael Wilburn on drums, and Dom Romeo on percussion. And Wayne Shorter from Weather Report was also, of course, featured prominently on Asia from Steely Dan. All kinds of jazz greats and studio greats on that album, as I've been saying this evening. On that one, maybe you heard the vibraphone playing of Victor Feldman. And I think on drums was Stephen Gadd on that. There were quite a few drummers on that album on different tracks, and I don't have all the track listings, but to me it sounded like Stephen Gadd on drums on that one. All right, time now is 6:50. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging tonight's show. I'm having fun queuing up these great tracks for you tonight. And we're going to continue on more in the jazz vein for the next one, and then we're going to hear some more Steely Dan after that. But first, let's listen to Charles Mingus from the album Aham. We're going to hear Boogie Stop Shuffle. We'll be right back. time 7 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Steely Dan. Man, I'm going to call that set the Shuffle Groove set, because all those tracks we heard on this last set had such a great shuffle groove, especially that last one, Home at Last. And on the drums on that one was Bernard Pretty Purdy, and he has a patent on the groove, the Bernard Purdy Shuffle on that one. Before that, we heard another great kind of shuffle vibe to it. And this is from an album back from 1958. And we heard the track called Down Tempo from Donald Byrd. And a great group on this. Dig this. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor really laying it down on that one on the drums. And before that, another one from Steely Dan's album Asia, which we are featuring tonight. Before that was I Got the News. That's what we started out that set with. All right, time now, 7:13. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Speaking of groove, we're going to...